Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Let's talk now about the recent fuel price. And joining you on the line this morning is Clandi Bayi, who is an economist at Nonsense Research Advisory. He's no stranger to the Early Breakfast Show. Clandi, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's my pleasure.
You know, Clandi, we sit here as South Africans. We look at the current situation and that we've just faced now another 26 cents added to the fuel price. How much is this strain, a hike, going to put on the economy?
I think in a big way, and I think more for the long term, is something that is quite dangerous, is actually be able to invest in the economy and be able to actually grow it. Remember, that investment tends to be taken from people's savings. In order for anybody to save, of course, we've got to have that extra cash after I've spent on everything. And because the costs keep going up, for many South Africans who are now under a lot of pressure and a lot of strain, a lot of savings aren't going to be realized at all, which means that actually that money is not then transferred into investment, that actually maybe you'll see into increased debt, which is already at very high levels in South Africa. So that's one thing that is going to be actually quite harmful for the South African economy. And I think in many ways we need to find different ways of actually addressing this problem in terms of actually seeing through and crafting really, really serious ways of actually managing this kind of escalation. I mean, I think it's interesting because, in terms of the oil price, we don't really have any control over that. In terms of the exchange rate, clearly we don't have a lot of control over that because the rand is weakening because of external factors that have nothing to do with us. So we need to find ways which we actually can cushion some of these blows that come out of external factors.
Let's talk about that, Clandi, for a second. I mean, for I sit here and I look and I say, look at what this government is doing. You know, fuel is going up and it's going up and it's going up again. But how much control do we actually have as South Africans over this issue?
Very little. I guess you can say we have 30% control over the issue because about 33% of the price is taxes that are levied by government. So if you imagine that there's money that is levied because the government is interested in the road accident fund, for example, that is a benefit for road users. And I think it had a good reason when that started. Maybe things look a little bit different now. And then the fuel levy, which is a tax that was supposedly also put away and in drink first, to understand that it's part of the bigger budget. And those two things, control of, if because the government kept the stable at least for some time to come.
Mm. And we talk about, the National Saving Month, as it happens to be July, happening to be National Saving Month. For many South Africans, I would imagine then the impact is that there's no chance of saving. That little extra that they've had will have to now go into the rising costs because the fuel hike will inadvertently or advertently affect everything else.
It will, I think. Of course, it will affect everything else because I suppose fuel goes into different kinds of uses, including to power up some of our our working industries. It certainly does power up our cars so that we can help to get to work, because also diesel is going up, so that also will be affecting our trucks that carry the food we eat and the cars that we drive and serve, all of those things. So there's no doubt that it actually does have extra and much more far-reaching effects.
All right, let's talk about the future. I mean, there's talks now of another fuel price hike. I mean, is there really... all right, surely... it seems that it's going to be happening. There's more bad news for our economy. What do we do? Is it a question of just digging in and getting stuck and getting involved? Or are there ways that, or are there possibilities that our government could maybe change the future?
Well, I mean, in this regard, there's been the proposal to say that the government must reduce the taxes Those taxes can be reduced. But then, of course, we know we just had increased VAT recently for the reason that the government needed the money to cover up the big hole that we suffered in previous years. So we know that you know, it's very difficult to imagine that the government will be able to reduce that. But there is the other side in which South Africans need to start thinking now in more creative ways about how we live. Then we are in a new millennium, and I think we need to be very serious about, for example, thinking about how we get energy. You know, we know Eskom is going to keep increasing tariffs for a long time. That's the time to consider a balance between those renewables so that we can be in a position to do better. And we have communities, of course, working together, perhaps, you know, the world ways of stockpiles, for example, so that people can, in communities, collaborate towards buying cheaper, because, you know, when you work together to go and buy food, you get some discount. So we've got to try and find different ways of doing things, you know, sharing taxis, being involved if you don't have a car, if you have a car, sharing with your neighbors. And that's so extravagant as we've been over the period that has led us here.
South Africans should find creative ways of doing things if they are to weather this storm. Xhadibai, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to our future conversations. That is Xhadibai, economist at Nansen's Research Advisory. To you.